The story is actually harder to tell than I thought it would be. Those snarling, snapping, barking, fucking dogs. It was like being at the center of a storm of personally directed, lethal rage. I can't tell it as chronologically as I'd like, or chronology aside, the narrative in some essential way is broken, too infinite, too many stories. I can't remember what I actually thought about at the time and what is post hoc narrative elaboration. I truly can't. Did I think those dogs were enraged by the fact that my kind had made them, corrupted them from wolves, filled the streets with every variety of physically diminished wolf conceivable, and then forced them to all piss and shit at appointed times and walk around on leashes and do cute things on command and restrain their wild impulses to fight and fuck the other malformed wolves that were everywhere, and that they were screaming at me something like, "Motherfucker, we see now the protocols you tried to force out of us are the only true law. You gave us short, snubby noses and big dumb eyes in exchange for scraps that have run out, because the world you gave us is a lie and we saw it burn, and you're not gonna start that stupid fucking ice cream truck and pretend like any of it is coming back." I don't know if I thought that at the time, but it's the indelible association I have with the memory now, with the expression of rage on the dogs' faces. I can't recall this mortal peril without the elaborate web of interpretations.